And again on Thursday, morning lows 70-ish. Each day goes to highs about low 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come and enjoy the annual spring bird migration. You'll enjoy guided tours to see and hear neotropical songbirds as they make their spring migration across the Gulf of Mexico. Bring your cameras and binoculars to enjoy up-close views. And don't forget to wear comfortable shoes at the Grand Isle Migratory Bird Festival, April 19th, 20th at Grand Isle School on Ludwig Lane. Get more info at townofgrandisle.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
when the sun comes
shining through,
when you're crying,
when you're fine,
you bring on the rain,
bring on
stop
the
your sighing,
stop your sighing,
won't you be happy again,
happy again,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Oh, the horn, the saxophone, my goodness. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. And it's Barbara who's been with the Beat Exchange and Josh Dowse from Trash Talk New Orleans.
April 15th, 2024, Tax Day.
Oh, Tax Day. Ooh, that's a good one. But, so... I've been working on my voice, building it up, but, you know, sometimes it collapses anyway. But it's a disability, but we're working on that. And I have a lot of subjects that I want to bring up, and you're going to have to research it for yourself. I'll just give you the situation, and then you can check into it. Some of it's really funny. And in a weird way, but that's how it is sometimes on the Beat Exchange. But I do want to say what we had for a promo, for the 30-second promo we're going to get back, and it was about how we would discuss anything that enhances our quality of life and what diminishes our quality of life. And different things of elderly fairs and unconstitutional policing. And on the promo we'll say that we'll discuss the fallacies of the justice system and the fallibilities of protective services wherein witnesses become victims. And that was something that was going on. I got my time slot changed from 8 o'clock to 7 p.m. And so I had to change the show up because Miss Brenda Malera, who is from Senior Medicare Patrol, I used to give her and Convention of States when they had the rocket scientists about the entire show so they could teach people what services were around and organizations, you know, of citizens being foot soldiers, basically, you know, on the phone too, digital warriors. But at that time, when I had the time change, it was, well, the New Orleans DA, Leon Cannizzaro, got twisted and was sending out fake subpoenas. So that was good that that was taken off the air because it would have brought too much attention to it. But that's the way it goes. And we could see a lot of things that what the new governor is doing, but these partnership committees aren't really workable. With a 14-person task force, and you just want to go over billing, This is what I suggest to everybody that has a high bill from smart meters. Switch back to the old meter. It's only $20 a month as a some kind of fee for somebody to come out and read the meter. But they can charge you anything they want. You know, God only knows. And that's how people were getting, having ghost meters in their buildings and stuff. They had, at a time, there were these writers from Hollywood coming down to New Orleans and you know, buying warehouses and stuff like that, you know, places that they could set up and work in and all. And they had apartments, you know, but they were buying these places that were vacant for so long. And one of the people had one light bulb in this warehouse, and he was getting $3,000 to $4,000 a month bills. And so in trying to straighten things up with the city, it got to be so crazy, he just picked up and left town. And that's what's happening quite a bit. And we have to change that. They have to understand that they're supposed to be dealing with the people on the level of what we need, not what you tell us you're going to give us. That's crazy. You could tell us later how you made it through taking care of things. But, I mean, all this, we changing the Constitution, I want it shorter. You know, that's nothing. Or telling criminal reform people that they only have 2 hours to hear everybody, what they have to say. Well, I can tell you now, they have a split among the people who had organizations that were funded by George Soros, because they realized that they were used to create a situation, and then all of a sudden it's taken away from them. Nobody stands up for them. You know, it's just the show to throw the weight around before we go into Marxism. And if you don't recognize what Marxism is, get a book by Mark Levin. That would be your best thing to do. Get his book so you could learn about America. But, you know, as it stands, in the time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And you know we do that on the Beat Exchange. Being truth tellers, it's hard to take sometimes for other people. But you're not in the way. So get your own truth, but make sure it's not something an attorney wants you to say, because it's a big issue in the country now on a national level, that somebody approached them to say certain things they need them to say about me. But you don't realize I got a background in the radio industry, whether you want to accept that or not. And I went to people in talk radio in 2012 and told them what was going on, you know, with the way my mother and I were treated. That was unbelievable. And talk radio wasn't ready for it yet. When they played games of how they were able to get into that warehouse and just pull a moving van up and take all the collectibles out. And 2 days before it hit the television, national news, I had said, well, they probably cataloged it by now. You know, it ought to be coming on at auction soon, just out the clear blue, I said that. But I had said on the air, on the Beat Exchange, different things, items of extreme value. Never did really say what it was. But after I was in that slammer accident with me as the target staged, then I started going full throttle. Why not? You know, and so now it's trendy of how judges are acting, you know, like they wearing Halloween costumes. That's good. Halloween costumes. You can play the music now on demand. And, you know, now it's a big thing. But, you know, 5 years ago, it was real big down here. They were crazy. They've been crazy since the 90s. Bad, Josh. No, it's good.
I only want to know about love. I don't want to know about evil. I only want to know about love. Sometimes it gets kind of hard to listen. Hard for me to use my eyes. And all around the gold is glistening. Make it sure it keeps me down the side.
Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
I don't wanna know about evil. I only wanna know about love.
Right. Indeed. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. It's the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. Let me tell you where James is tonight. James went to a concert, a ZZ Top concert last Saturday night. And he had such a good time. He wanted to have weekends off now. And so the Salvation Army changed his schedule, and he just got it right before the show. So he had to go into work tonight, and I didn't push for him to just call in and say hello. Let him just work it, and he'll just switch up. But so that's where James is from Overpasses for America, working at the Salvation Army tonight. And as you know, he mentioned it on the show himself, so I wouldn't be reiterating this. He became a minister. So I have lots of ministers around me. So, and every day I get my prayer, special prayer messages. And sometimes I used to put them on the WGSO webpage. I'll start doing that again, as long as they're not personal. And, but we have, excuse me. Josh, did you see anything in the newspaper that you wanted to bring up that's sort of weird?
Weird?
Josh? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's almost like an alternative reality what the news is saying and what's going in, what's really going on.
I mostly just pay attention to the local news, and we've got the 12 people shot, one person killed was it last night, this morning, somewhere on the edge there?
Yeah, that came
right
at midnight. Yeah, I got that right away.
Because that's like three or four blocks from where I live. And
Republic.
And then that forced, that got a lot of eyes on it, so that forced a press conference, and the mayor stopped doing those in December. So that was funny to see them all having to get up and talk to the press because everyone's talking about it and they had nothing to say. So I did watch it live and nothing really substantial came out of it.
Right. Right. I got some videos of it, you know, and I just don't watch them. You know, I don't want to see blood. But it's good to be able to get things right away. That's what I'm going to get the equipment, go out on the street, maybe, and we get to leave the property. But I wanted to bring up something with what happened with the American Indians. A while back, a few months back, the Obama's illegitimate Biden-Harris administration stopped drilling on tribal lands. And then they wanted to have photo ops about on the tribal land to clean energy. But the American Indian tribes got on the road and set up a blockade, and they wouldn't let them in the tribal lands. And so they wanted to have a photo op. They weren't going for it because they couldn't get through with their limousines and their gas guzzling motorcade. So, and I have to say, when they first became a Cuba force, because I'm being straight about it, there was an 86 vehicle motorcade from the U.S. in Europe. 86. And this is for them to go around Europe and go visit Pope Francis, who absolutely knew about arrest in Italy with the cyber crimes when they flipped the votes. But he was happy to see him, you know. So before I got a radio show here, I was listening to Jeff's show one morning, and they were talking about something that, now this is like six years ago at least, and they were talking about something that Pope Francis said, and they couldn't understand, you know, what is he getting at? You know, why is he saying this? You know, because it was so against the church teachings. And so I called up and I just started screaming, it's communism, you know, and that's basically what we see that he is involved in, because McCarrick, the evil one, was a serious archbishop that was very, very bad. And Archbishop Hughes was the one that was handling the people who wanted something done about McCarrick, because it had gone on for so long, and they said that he was going to be pulled out of the church and hit with criminals. But it wasn't. Archbishop Hughes was helping to cover it up. And when the families of these kids realized that Archbishop Hughes had been lying to them the whole time, they had to get him out of town right away from Boston. And so I get a phone call. Hey, they're sending Hughes down to New Orleans. So you let everybody know that he has a kid in Catholic school. Now, this is an Irish Catholic person's calling me, that this man's trouble because he's going to cover for every pedophile priest down in New Orleans like he did up here. And so, you know, I just made a phone call to my cousin. You know, well, I never heard that Archbishop Hughes was coming down here. I don't even know who he is. I said, well, I'm telling you who he is. You know, just tell the people that you know. And he's a devout Catholic. And so sure enough, I was riding by, going to their house one around lunchtime, because we're going to have lunch. And I heard on the radio that they had a big bust in Italy at the house owned by Vatican, and it was happened to be the secretary.
One minute.
Francis secretary that was finally busted for his drug fuel parties, and this was on the noon deal. By the time I tell my cousin this, I get to her house, we waiting for the news to come on, nothing. And even the evening, they pulled it off the air. And I heard it on iHeartRadio, to tell you the truth. We'll be back after this little break and listen to Dr. John. Yeah, I don't wanna know nobody. I only wanna know about love.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. One person is dead and 11 others are wounded after a mass shooting last night in the New Orleans Warehouse District. Jeff Palermo has the story.
The shooting occurred near the Republic NOLA nightclub on South Peter Street. Five adult males and six adult females suffered gunshot wounds. The New Orleans Police Department says the person killed is a woman. The investigation is ongoing. Governor Landry says he's praying for the victims and their families. He says this type of violence has no place in the state. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Family members have identified 24-year-old Jezreel Polate of Harvey as the woman who was killed. A friend also stated that they're sure the shots fired were not meant for the Helen Cox High School graduate. And former three-term state representative Randall Gaines was elected chair of the Louisiana Democratic Party on Saturday. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry, also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-20
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party? 7 days, seven nights. Join us. BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hulu with another episode of the Beat Exchange. So I was talking about the Indians, American Indians. After they had this run-in with the U.S. government, my father always told me, he's a U.S. Marine now, and he lived in Tangipahoa Parish. That's Indian country, if you don't know. And Punchatula. And he always told me, if you want to know what your government is doing, watch what the American Indians are doing, because they'll react to it. So after they needed some sort of damage control of the Indians putting a blockade up, and, you know, they were given those oil wells for the government taking away more of their tribal land. And so they gave them the oil wells so they can support the Indian tribes. So at the time that I made the announcement, it wasn't in the newspaper or the news, and it was hidden. And this is New Mexico. And so I wanted to make an issue of it because it was wrong. Right versus wrong. Wrong. And they self-sufficient. And we have a lot of oil. You know, oil comes out the ground. You know, we need to extract the oil. You don't understand. But you want to go to other countries and pay for the oil and sell off our reserves. So if we ever need it, you know, we have nothing. So in the process, what they did was the Obama Biden administration. Well, no, I always say Obama's illegitimate, Biden Harris administration. Let me correct that. To repair the damages between them, they decided to have this big hoopla in Washington, D.C., and they called it something like the Tribal Conference Summit. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, this ain't going to work out. I don't know what the Indians are going to do, but they're going to do something. That's all I could think of. They are going to do something. This is crazy. And sure enough, and they waited to let it be known, soon after the Tribal Conference Summit, they let it be known that the Indians decided, this is the way they say it, that they wanted all their artifacts back, you know, from the Smithsonian Institute. So what happens, they just show a picture of it like the government gave it back to them. No, what happened, they found these artifacts when they stole land or started excavating on tribal land. And that was a big issue throughout the United States of America of Indian artifacts being found in antique stores. And in the 80s, I met this Apache Indian that came into town to find where these artifacts were, what was in New Orleans. And so to show that it was a thing with the U.S. government, they sent a Choctaw Indian down here with the Department of Interior uniform on, with the badge and everything. And so what they decided, the Apache decided, oh, this is great. Let Barbara go in the stores and tell the people that, you know, the Department of Interior here is to pick up the pieces, what they have, and that they could give them up, you know, or they're going to take them. And so I'm going, oh, Lord. So as I'm walking up the street, they tell me this outside my apartment. I lived at St. Philip and Roy. And so they tell me outside the apartment, my luck, as I'm walking up the street with these two Indians, my mother drives up, going to Central Grocery down St. Philip Street. And she honks the horn, and I got to go to the car. And she goes, where'd you get the Indians? I said, I met them, but we're going to this antique shop to look at things. They have some Indian artifacts, and they're going to, you know. exchange. I didn't want to tell her what we were doing because she might say, get in the car, you're not doing it. No, but it was all right. So there was only one place that wouldn't turn them over. And I'm telling you, they had these people, it was a place near the Wildlife and Fisheries Building in the court on Royal Street. And as soon as they were told by that particular person, it had sort of a ragtag place, but it was later on we found out that he always accepted stolen things for museums. I heard that later. But he had a whole room full of them in the back. You know, they were digging wherever, getting quite a bit. But as soon as he said no, and I came out and I said no, and I said, look, I have to go meet my mother because she told me when I finished my last errand to go meet up with her. And they said, fine, thank you very much. And as I'm walking up the street, leaving that area, I'm in the back of the Wildlife and Fishery Building. It was on Charter Street. They had so many people coming out of there. It's like a raid. And it's like I was glad I was walking. I just kept walking, just looking at the sky. You know, hope I make it to St. Louis Cathedral. And I went in and lit a candle because the guy was very ornery about not letting them see what was in the back room. But they already kind of knew, I think, from later, because there wouldn't have been that many people, you know, in the raid. So that's why when they had the Indians in Washington, D.C. trying to make amends with them, you know, with the tribal conference summit, I go, no, this ain't going to work out. You know, I was hoping people would get scalped, but, you know, everybody wears wigs. It wouldn't have made any difference. But anyway, so that's my story about that. And so always pay attention to the Indians. It's very important. You know any Indians, Josh?
I do not, no.
Well, you kind of look sort of Indian-ish. You do, with your long hair and that.
I'm sure it's back there somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, no, really, really, because of your strong jaw and everything, really. When I first saw you, I was thinking that. But you have blonde hair, but, you know, that's interesting, though. I want to bring up something about Alec Baldwin. They putting it as on the armor person as a scapegoat. She gets 18 months, you know, for bringing a live weapon or something. But you have to know about, because I followed the depositions in that. They had one lady on it where she had a serious title for the movie. And she had said there was no reason in that scene for a weapon to be used, period. Because she didn't want to be held responsible for what happened. So she said that. Now, that's something that has been swept under the rug. And you see, Baldwin had lied originally that he didn't pull the trigger, it just went off. He had, for what the type of gun he had to pull a trigger. But they caught him lying, so that's the other thing. And he aimed it straight at this woman, Helena Hutchins. And if you don't know about her background, she had just finished a documentary on child trafficking in Ukraine. She was from Ukraine. And this was a major piece that she was coming out with. And so those two clues are important in this whole issue that's being swept under the rug. And so the other thing I wanted to bring up, we have friends in Hollywood and record label people and stuff like that. And they were calling into New Orleans because they were coming to New Orleans actually to do this thing with MCA and that. And so we heard from them about different things. And we heard things before it even hit the news of what was coming out about Cato and about this racist detective and stuff like that. But we're going to come back after this break. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
I'm waiting for the plane in September, waiting for the times to fall, waiting for the cities to crumble, waiting until I hear the call. It's getting kind of hard to listen, hard for us to use eyes. All around the gold is glistening, they can show it keeps us hypnotized.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey Donfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Donfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the Mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Anyway, you know that ice cream is code to some of these people in Pizzagate. But You know, I like this. I like to use this one particular ice cream for my chocolate malts. And I put health food stuff in it. And my ice cream that I like started getting smaller in the package. But it's $5, so all right. But now that same package is now $8.98. I'm giving it up because I ain't playing. I'm not going along with that. But everything, and that's in 1 week, it went like that. It was crazy. Even the runner that went and got it for me said, "Miss Barbie, I got it because I know you, you know, you wanted it for your milkshakes, but it was $8.98. I said, "Well, we are not buying it again." So I was happy having those last three milkshakes, but nope, not interested. And so that's what we should have our representatives working on for us, like the food cost. How dare the food costs go so high? But I found out that what these slammer accidents are about in the trucking industry. And some of it is to get illegal aliens new trucks, and then you owned. You know, when and you just choose the trucks that you're going to slam into, because you know with the GPS you can find out when anybody's traveling, just like when I was in the stage slammer accident. That's why they never used the traffic camera from where this big truck came from. Now, there was another lady that was killed in it was Cajun land, where she was elected, and people were against her being elected, you know, the cabal, the organized crime syndicate. So they just took her out with a slammer accident. But they get swept under the rug, you know, just like they give in our U.S. congressmen a hard time in Washington. It's like, come on. And so nobody has brought up the fact that, and nobody has brought up the fact that this man was sent white powder in his Minden office. Have you seen anything about that, Josh?
I have not, no.
Yeah, this was a few weeks ago. Now here, who do you think is investigating that? State police and morale. Jeff Landry, who blindsided Johnson with his redistricting. Now, if you have the elderly and children are your most treasured assets in your life. The elderly know history. It's been taken out of the schools. And the children don't need to know sexual positions that adults would crave if they were pedophiles. You don't need to teach that in the schools. You don't need to have child porn in the schools. But the Obamas hired a famous pedophile for his close association with NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association. They two biological males. That's why I went over and above to expose it, to get it in discussion, because I had these, I had bought a new phone and all the shorts on it were about Asian people and black people. It's like, man. But then I started watching it, and that's when on the different subjects that were coming up on my phone, and it was about, you know, men being in the bathroom with young girls, and the black men, whether it was their daughter or their grandchild, they were going and clearing the bathrooms and saying, "You got to get out. I need to, there's any man dressed like a woman in here, you know, and you identify a woman, but you're biological male, you need to leave for a little bit." And so they were clearing the bathrooms. And every time somebody would come out, they'd be lurking in the bathroom. And so, you know, that kind of bothered me, and because it's that's ridiculous. And only one person tried to get this man into, when he was coming in, he wasn't in the bathroom, another short was where he was coming in. And here he is coming in and say, oh, I could do that. Yes, I can, my president told me. And so he goes, well, your president's not here today, so I suggest you stay right there until my, that's the one that had the granddaughter, until my granddaughter finishes using the bathroom. And then when we leave, you could think about your president all you want, but it's not going to be while my granddaughter's in the bathroom. And so the guy started screaming. It was horrible. And then there was a big white guy that he looked like a truck driver. He was big. And here's a little man in a store, like a mom and pop store. And he's got all kind of things in his store where you know he's a veteran. And so here comes this big truck driving looking guy, and he starts ordering the man around. No, you will deal with me with my pronoun. He goes, wait a minute. He goes, I'm a veteran. I come from the time where nobody tells me what to do, what to say. And that's not my government saying that. That's freaks. So they get into a row. And the little man was able to get this big guy to understand after, but the guy still kept going on to understand, you're leaving my store. I'm not selling you anything. You're leaving my store and you're never coming back here again.
Final minute.
You're a danger to society. That was the deal. And so a lot of people are standing up for this, and we have to support them because it's wrecking our society. And so, of course, this is toward the tail end of the feed exchange, and we'll see you next week. And Menendez had bundles of cash found in his house. He can't explain. It's not from a bank. Even though he had the bank's wrappings around it, they checked with the bank. You don't have he doesn't even have an account there. So they can be getting up to Baton Rouge. And so next week I might have something a little bit more interesting. See y'all. Thank you, Josh.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590. Hi, this is-